Welcome to Korpberg Speaks Retirement, an audio podcast about investing in the stock market, financial planning, money management, and retirement planning. Each Wednesday, we help investors at all stages of life learn how to potentially grow and preserve their money from first job through retirement. Now here's your host, Miguel Gonzalez.
Good morning and welcome to the Korpberg Speaks Retirement audio podcast. This week, we are covering a serious topic, financial fraud. Many of us grew up in a world where it was customary to be friendly, courteous, and trusting. Unfortunately, assumptions concerning these standards of conduct can sometimes get us into trouble. Con artists offering a variety of too-good-to-be-true investment deals are banking on the willingness of trusting individuals. Unfortunately, many people experience financial difficulties, thus making them more vulnerable to financial fraud. With the multitude of contact options ranging from the phone to the internet, scammers have virtually an unlimited number of opportunities to obtain another individual's personal information. Common scams include email chain letters that promise a pyramid of payoffs that always falls apart once the victim has bought into the system. Another is one in which a foreign prince, doctor, or chief emails the victim and claims to need assistance transferring his riches to an American bank account. The victim may be promised as much as 30% of the transferred millions and is asked to pay the perpetrator a fee to prove his or her honesty. Fake charities are another common scam. Kind-hearted donors may be swindled into paying large sums to a cause that benefits only the con artist. Phone calls and postal mail can be used to offer individuals a chance to win the lottery or claim a sweepstakes prize. In the event, these supposed winnings only end up causing financial loss and heartache. Topping off all of these scams are fraudulent investment opportunities wherein the victim may be promised fantastic returns on capital from lucrative oil and gas leases, rare coins and metals, etc. Too often, these scams go unreported because of the shame victims experience once they realize they have been had. And that's just what scammers are banking on. The FINRA Investor Education Foundation teamed up with Wise Senior Services and the AARP to study economic fraud. In 2006 report entitled Off the Hook Again, Understanding Why the Elderly Are Victimized by Economic Fraud Crimes, several discoveries were made that can be applicable to people of all ages. One focus of the report was the psychological tactics typically used by cons to increase their success rates and decrease their chances of being reported. Victims may be led to believe that their only option is the one being presented in the scam, or the scammer may befriend the victim, knowing that people are less inclined to ask friends hard-hitting questions. Another ploy is a request for help from the scammer, which taps into the victim's sympathy. Or the scammer may claim famous investors are also buying into the property, or the product is in such high demand and so rare that the victim is lucky to even have heard about it in the first place. Con artists may also use their assumed authority to coerce victims into letting the con make the decision for them, offer no risk guaranteed results, even intimidate the victim by playing on his or her fears, or procure more and more payments by telling victims that they're committed to the investment and must continue to invest in order not to lose the sums they have already paid. On paper, these tactics might sound entirely transparent. In reality, they're often extremely effective. Anyone can become a victim, regardless of age. The FINRA study also revealed that fraud techniques may be tailored to the psychology of the individual. Financial education alone may not be enough to put an end to fraud, since one of the study's major findings indicated that fraud victims are more financially educated than non-victims and more willing to listen to sales pitches. In addition, victims are more likely to have experienced negative life effects and events, such as a job loss, divorce, or death of a spouse. One way to fight fraud is to walk away from these must-act-now deals and do your own research. Be skeptical. Question why the offer is being made to you and contact the Better Business Bureau to learn more. Do not waste time listening to cold call sale pitches and consider getting second opinion from trusted advisors, friends, and family before taking action on any hot deal. In the in the end, consider following the old adage. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. To learn more, visit www.consumerfraudreporting.org. Again, that's www.consumerfraudreporting.org. You can also visit our website, www.courtbergretirement.com. Our site is filled with educational videos, ebooks, publications, and financial calculators designed to help you learn more about your finances. As you search our site, send us a note regarding any questions you may have about any particular investment concepts or products, and we will get back to you quickly with a thoughtful answer. This is Miguel Gonzalez, Certified Retirement Counselor and Managing Partner with Courtburg Retirement Advisors, signing off for this week's educational podcast.
The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. Please consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Private Advisor Group LLC, a registered investment advisor. Private Advisor Group LLC and Corporate Retirement Advisors Inc. are separate entities from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal.